Welcome back, 7+ Podcast. Today is just me, again, doing it solo. Oh my God, my mic just fell. Hello? Please.
I think we're good now.
Okay, yep, it's just me. No Bryce, no Justin today. The reason is just me. There's some scheduling conflicts. They're not around. I actually fired everyone. It's just me. No, I'm kidding. They're actually in New Zealand and Bangladesh. That's also not a lie. No, they're not. But we do live not in the same area in America, which might change soon. We are getting a studio in March. I am moving. So that will be nice. We got a few movie topics to go over. I'm not going to do the traditional movie reviews because I have watched like 24 since the last one, but I haven't prepared or I get bored of those. So I'm going to change it up a bit. So first things first, I'm going to do a keep five, cut five of my top 10 list from July. Has it changed? Probably. Am I going to do new one? No, because it gives me a brain hemorrhage. It's like asking someone your favorite song. I can't do it, and it changes all the time. But so I'm just going to go back to that list. Looking at it now, I think there's like six or fucking, I almost said it. There's definitely a few commons. There's some, I don't know why they're on there for sure, for like the top 10, but I'm going to do Key 5, Cut 5. So, okay, so the first movie, I'm going over as Usual Suspects. What the fuck? Do I start that or do I cut that or keep cut, start bench? I don't fucking know. Yes or no. So the top 10 from July was 7, 9, in the order, by the way. I don't remember the order. But 7, Prisoners, Memento, Deer Hunter, that's 4. Shawshank, Gladiator, Mystic River, No Country for Old Men, Snatch, and Usual Suspects. I'm going to do the keep 5, cut 5 when I'm feeling right now. Just my mood. So like I'm not in a No Country for Old Men mood. I don't know why. I'm going to cut that. It's obviously amazing. All these movies are good. Relax. But I'm not in that mood. Like, I'm in a Snatch, Usual Suspects kind of mood. So I'm going to start those two. 7 is going to be always started because it's my favorite movie of all time. And that will probably not change ever. Probably. We have Memento, Prisoners, Deer Hunter, Shawshank, Gladiator, Mystic River. I'm going to go ahead and start Memento. I'll go ahead and cut Mystic River. Yep. Too late. Already gone. Bye-bye. I'm going to cut Deer Hunter. Also not in the mood. And then I'm going to cut Prisoners. So Shawshank, Gladiator, the last two. And I cut one and keep one of those. What the fuck? I actually watched Gladiator. What did I just say? I actually did watch Gladiator recently. And it still bangs. It's still amazing. I'll start Gladiator and cut Shawshank. I haven't seen Shawshank in a minute. And just in my mood right now, I don't really want to watch Tim Robbins for some reason. But and I already got 7 is a Morgan Freeman movie, so I don't need 2 of them. That doesn't make any sense, but we're here. So yeah, I'll start 7, Memento, Snatch, Usual Suspects, and Gladiator. Damn, that's a good top 10. I wanted to put that together by someone really, really, really smart. So we're going to do another, I'm going to do another key 5, cut 5, or start 5, cut 5, whatever. And this is just Will Smith movies. They're randomly like picked. They're randomly chosen. I didn't look at anything. I just thought of it. First one, Pursuit of Happiness. That's his best movie ever. Yeah, it's not close, right? Right. Right. Yeah. So I'm starting that. I Am Legend. I know it's not as good as the book, but I don't care. I'm pretty sure in the book they like talk to him when he's sleeping and stuff, and the whole different endings and the two different endings in the movies they made. One of them's horrible, one of them's awesome. And it's Will Smith. Let's just, King Richard's not on this list just because like that's like when Will Smith started getting worse as a person. I'm not really about that. So all these movies, the latest one I think is Focus. So everything before Focus is on here. So I'm going to skip I Am Legend for right now. I'm going to leave that there because like growing up, that's an awesome movie to watch. But people are like, you know, hating it because they hate everything. But I'm going to start Men in Black because I think it's my personal favorite Will Smith movie for sure. This is Dr. White. So I'll start that one. I, Robot. What is that actress's name? I always forget her name. She's like in one other thing that I saw recently. That's really going to bother me. I Robot's awesome. He had like that robot arm. Like his left arm was robot. He was a part robot. That was pretty cool. The CGI of the city and like the robots aren't good, but I think they age well for when the iRobot came out. I think it was 2000. Wow. 10? No. Siri. When did iRobot come out? 2004. Holy shit. Okay, it did look good. That's on me. 2004? What the? Will Smith looked the same from the 90s until like 20 to Focus. He looked like the same person. I'll cut iRobot because like Detective Spooner. Shia LaBeouf's in that too. He's like the homeless kid. Or I don't know if he's homeless, but he was on the street. That was pretty funny. 7 Pounds. Heavy, sad ass movie. Woody Harrelson and Rosario Dawson's in that. Hancock, hilarious. Hitch, family funny. Let's see. Shark Tale, gas. Independence Day, just I can't do it. It's pretty, it's like, it gives me Armageddon vibes. And then Focus, which was the Margot Robbie one, which was kind of fun. It wasn't good, but it was fun. Okay. So starting Pursuit of Happiness, starting Men in Black, cutting Focus, cutting Independence Day, starting 7 Pounds. I really want to start Shark Tale. I really want to. It's the underwater mob. De Niro, Scorsese, like, were part of the Sharks, which was the mob. Like, it's hilarious. Jack Black, Angelina Jolie. That cast is amazing. I'm going to start that. Fuck it. Kind of want to start, like, hit Hancock. Hancock's hilarious. There's so many good quotes. Jason Bateman's Jason Bateman, again, the same character in every movie, which I don't hate, but, you know, or show. Start Pursuit of Happiness, start Men in Black, start 7 Pounds, start Hancock, and start Shark Tale. Cutting Focus, cutting Independence Day, cutting Hitch, cutting iRobot, cutting I Am Legend. Yeah, I'm doing it. Shark Tale's too funny. Underrated Pixar movie. It's, like, not rated good either. I don't understand what the problem is. It's hilarious. There's a few Sopranos actors as, like, voice acting, like the Sharks as well, to keep that Italian thing going. Okay, I did the same thing both Keanu Reeves movies because I watched Speed again the other day. Just so awesome. I mean, it's super 90s, but it's awesome. And Sandra Bullock looks like she's 15. It's crazy. So Matrix start, duh. John Wick 1, just the first one, starting. Devil's Advocate with Pacino and Theron. I don't fucking know. Charlize, I don't know. We'll never know. I'll start that. Point Break. I might start for Patrick Swayze, Rip. That movie is good. A little underrated, in my opinion. That director directed Zero Dark 30. Okay, I already got it. I'm going to rip it. All right, starting Matrix, starting John Wick, starting Devil's Advocate, starting Point Break, starting The Replacements. That football movie is gas. I'm going to talk more about that later. That movie's hilarious. Probably one of my favorite sports movies, maybe. I don't know. We'll talk about it. And then I'll cut Speed. Well, do I like Speed more than Point Break? Nah. The whole bomb hostage scenarios just got old. So I think the Point Break bank robbery was kind of was cooler. So I'll cut Speed. I'll cut John Wick 2. I'll cut John Wick 3. I'll cut Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure, which I haven't seen since I was 9 years old, so I forgive me. But, you know, John Wick 4 was the second best John Wick, but I'm cutting it too. I think it was the second best. The worst one is the second one. Whatever him and Common are, like, walking and just shooting in an airport or whatever without, like, people knowing, that was terrible. Is Halle Berry the second or third one? Which one is he riding a horse? I have so many questions. My top 10 favorite sports movies, but no fighting, no boxing or MMA movies are in here. Not saying they're not a sport, but like they are infinitely better than like team sport movies by a long shot. Like The Warrior, Fighter, Hurricane, Cinderella Man, Southpaw, Raging Bull, Rocky, Million Dollar Baby. So these are all team sports. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey. That's what I got. So before I go, I did rank my top 10 already. I just like threw it down. Like I did not think about it. Does anyone remember the baseball movie called The Final Season? Now, I did not know that title forever until I looked it up. But I saw this movie on TV so often. It's with Sean Astin, who's the Goonies or Rudy, the Rudy guy, or Goonies or Sam from Lord of the Rings, that guy, he's the coach. And one of the players is a Sky High kid, the main actor from Sky High. He's a player in it. Has anyone seen that movie? It's called The Final. It's about a high school baseball team, and he's the coach. But I just, that's like a hidden movie that's in my brain that I totally forget about. That I saw on like cable TV like a few times. I always find it funny that I always remember that. That's not on here, but I try to bring it up. Also, that Sky High kid is the lawyer on the new, not that new, but the, not the documentary, the docuseries on the John Wayne Gacy on Peacock. He's the lawyer in it. I saw him like, no way. He's also an Oppenheimer. Who isn't though? Okay. And then a couple movies that aren't on my top 10, Field of Dreams. I don't know why I can't do it. I think it's a Kevin Costner thing. I can't do it. I just don't like it. I thought it was kind of easy and I'm just kind of over it. But Ray Liotta's good. This movie's nowhere a top 10 sport movie, but The Way Back with Ben Affleck was so unnecessarily sad. Like, kids were dying left and right of cancer during this basketball season. I'm like, do we need this? Can we relax? Why is this so damn, like, sad? It was crazy. But it was good. Number 10, The Express, that Syracuse football movie with Dennis Quaid, Quad. Number 9, I'm good with Gridiron Gang, the Rock football movie with those gangsters. Or that juvenile detention high school thing, the Rock. It's a true story too. But that football team, that was kind of cool. What's his name? Oh my god, what's the stud number 13, Willie Weathers. Oh my god, that guy was disgusting. He legitimately was like CJ2K out there. He was gross. That movie's actually pretty good. That's one of my favorite Rock movies, probably. I mean, the Rock was the Rock, but he wasn't like beating everyone up kind of thing. So that movie was pretty good. And also Exhibit is the assistant coach, which is kind of cool. 8, League of Their Own, the Tom Hanks Women's Baseball League movie. So many quotes. Rosie O'Donnell. Madonna was an amazing center fielder. I think she bat leadoff too, flying around. She was good. Rosie O'Donnell's a third baseman. Duh. that movie was hilarious. Him at the urinal taking a 3-minute piss was hilarious. No, Crying in Baseball is classic. But the ending's actually pretty good too. So that's a good movie. Number 7, Invincible, the Mark Wahlberg football Eagles one. That soundtrack's amazing. I think the same person that made Remember the Titans made this. Complete guess. I have no idea, but it's giving me the same vibe. One of the reasons I like that too is with sport movies and actors, you know, actors are all theater kids. So they didn't really play sports growing up, which is fine. But sometimes they look absolutely awful trying to throw or catch a ball or run. And it's so funny. Mark Wahlberg didn't look terrible. So it kind of passed. It was okay. But 6, The Replacements. I talked about earlier in the episode. Keanu Reeves, Favreau, John Favreau, Star Wars guy, Marvel guy. He was a linebacker that saw red. Gene Hackman was also the coach. Forgot about that. And he was coaching Hoosiers, which Hoosiers is not on my list because 1984 is a little outdated for me. My bad. Number 5, We Are Marshall. Anthony Mackie. Yeah. Anthony Mackie at safety was a problem. That guy was flying all around. I'm pretty sure he played sports too in like high school or whatever. I think I saw an interview where like he was D1, which like, relax. Not saying I don't believe you, but like, okay. Matthew McConaughey is a coach. And that lost guy, forgot his name, but he's the assistant coach. That movie's sad as shit. Who else was in that movie? Oh, yeah, the athletic director or the school something. He was the Spider-Man Chronicle creator. I kill me, that's what I think of it. Spider-Man Chronicles, you all know that movie? Yeah, you do. The dude that created, that wrote the book that was trapped by the griffin or whatever with all those fairies or whatever, that actor, he was a patient in a house too. He was in We Are Marshall as well. And I don't know his name. And I kind of don't want to know his name because I'm going to keep calling him the Spider-Man Chronicle guy. And I think that's hilarious. Number 4, Moneyball, for obvious reasons. I like Jonah Hill in not a comedy role also. I thought it was good. All right, top 3. 3, Remember the Titans. It's got the best sport movie soundtrack ever. I just threw that out there. Let me look. It's close. Denzel. The Falling Skies Commander. It was a long time ago where I didn't know actors' names at all. I was really good at faces and connecting them to shows and movies, but I didn't know their names at all. It was really bad. I've gotten way better now, but here's one I still don't know. Remember the Titans football team, the assistant coach, the white one, the one that the white people wanted as head coach. That coach, he was a commander on the show Falling Skies on TNT with Noah Weil. He was also in Falling Skies, that motorcycle boyfriend that Carly Shay had in iCarly that Spencer didn't like. Anyway, Falling Skies is a great show. But that guy was really good in this. Remember the Titans, the linebacker. Oh, dude, he's in The Wire. What's his name? Wow, I can't remember his name. Julius Campbell. That guy is in The Wire. Super good. The other linebacker, the white one, Gary Bertier, also a patient on House. Every actor you know was on House, by the way. I saw season one episode. Amanda Seyfried was like a patient's girlfriend. Amanda Seyfried. I don't know. She was a patient on House. Or she was in House. She wasn't patient. Whatever. The Spyro Chronicle guys was in House. This linebacker was in House. Everyone's in House. They like started there. Jeremy Renner was in House. Millie Bobby Brown. Mate. That's a lie. No, that was Grey's Anatomy. That was dumb. My bad. The one thing I don't like about that movie is, so it is a true story. They did win state, but they also blew out every team by 50. Like the state championship wasn't even close, but they made it close to the movie with that like reverse play, which was kind of cool. The music and like the orchestra building up as he's about to score was perfect. Gives you the chills every time. But it's not true at all. I mean, I think they 40-balled them, I think. Number two, Glory Road is my second favorite sports movie. About the basketball team, Texas Western, beating Kentucky. I'm a Kentucky fan, so it's kind of weird. In the 60s, it was like the first college team to have black students play or not play, start. I don't know. It was just on the turnaround of like the sports and letting African-American players play in college sports and basketball. Anyway, I think. I don't know what. I do know that the national championship, he started all five black players. This like that was the first time that was done, and then they won. The basketball scenes in that were really good. They all, I mean, they were dunking, but I'm sure the rims were lowered. But they all look like they've touched the ball before, which is cool. That just doesn't happen a lot. Cool. And then Josh Lucas was good. I like Josh Lucas like way too much. Like Poseidon, he's in with that cruise ship sinking. Sweet Home Alabama, he was the husband. He's in American Psycho, and he was in that terrible shark movie with the oil recently. That was so bad. Poseidon also has Kurt Russell and Emmy Rossum, like just random. My number one favorite sports movie though is Miracle. It's not even close. Hockey's my favorite sport to watch. I never played hockey. Another Kurt Russell. Wait, hold on. I'm going to mention Kurt Russell today, and this is the first movie he's in. I mean, Miracle isn't cast loaded. Except for Kurt, to be fair. I don't think. I'm sure there's a few that I'm forgetting, but I can't remember anyone. But the buildup of them being the Russians and the Cold War happening around that time and stuff like that was just amazing. Oh, Iron Claw was also another wrestling or fighting one that I mentioned before. That was also really good. But again, the fighting, just I think it's more because like it's hard to film team. Oh, Coach Carter also wasn't on here. I don't know. Is it a true story? I don't know. I don't think so. Is it? I have no idea. Chat? I don't know. But the whole thing of the parents protesting their kids can't play unless they have like a 2.5 GPA or something. I'm like, dude, just show up and you're getting the 2.5. Like, what the fuck is this? One thing about all sports movies, though, especially on this list, all soundtracks are all amazing and perfect. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah, so those were the four movie topics that I had. This, if you're listening in audio, if you're listening via pod or audio or Spotify or anything, this is on YouTube as well. If you want to check that out, I'm wearing the merch. It's pretty good quality. A lot better than I thought. Thank the Lord. I don't know if you have you ever bought merch to like, not necessarily podcasts, but like just stuff that isn't that large, like corporation, and the quality is just dog shit. Yeah, this isn't that. Thank God. I was worried about it and I wasn't gonna. That's why it took so long to get it live. The shop live anyway. I was testing shit, but this is good quality. You know, you wash it or dry, it doesn't shrink or it doesn't get shit on. This is the hat, one of the hats. Go check that out. It's in every link of every social media output we have. So Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And yeah, expect more solo episodes, expect more episodes in general for the pod stuff. I gotta stop touching the mic. I'm gonna freak out. Stop touching it. Thank you. So this is, I mean, I don't know if it's gonna be the last time, probably a couple more times, but yeah, I am moving, and where I'm moving has an extra studio room. So we're gonna build a studio for all types of other content. We're probably gonna start streaming, as in we, I mean me, some live stuff, because we all play video games a lot and it's a time. So I want to get that out there. more YouTube videos, more everything with my new location. I'll be moving in March at some point. So we'll have a new studio, which is exciting. Check us out everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And then if you want merch, it is on the links there. All right. See you guys later.